Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Downtown at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta! What's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! It is Wednesday, Mike Bell, and I tell you what, man, you know, one of my boys reached out to me today, and they said, how are you doing? And I said, I'm doing good. No, they said, how are you doing? And I think, you know, everybody needs to reach out to their friends, to their family, if they already haven't done so, and ask them, how are you doing? Because what's been going on with our country and certainly, you know, our city is got a lot of people physically and mentally drained, stressed, anxiety is high. So, you know, check in with your people, man. So I'm going to ask you, as my boy asked me, how you doing?
You know, I'm okay. I just, you know, today, you know, we do the guy talk segments, and I'm just trying every day to find something lighthearted, something, you know, we can all get a chuckle out of, ha-ha, or at least something to give us, you know, a little bit of reprieve from everything else going on. It's hard. But no, today, man, I was at the gym, ran into some more folks at the gym. I know that people are still a little paranoid because obviously waiting to see where the numbers go with COVID-19. But today was like a normal day. Saw a bunch of guys I hadn't seen, talking to a couple folks at the gym, talking about, you know, hey, you know, what's going on in your part of town? Because some guys live in Midtown West, some guys live where I live. Everybody just kind of, you know, had, you know, just chewing the fat for a little bit today. You know, and I got to be honest, not really socially distancing for all those guys who want to narc me out, okay? We were kind of having a conversation like men. But yeah. Anyway, you know, it just, yeah, today was, you know, just looking around, reading the papers, talking to people. I was talking to my friends in Florida. It was funny, talking to my buddies down in Naples. You know, you think of like, and for those who don't know, Naples is kind of like a wealthy enclave. It's kind of like Boca on the West Coast. And to have, you know, high school kids and college kids protesting peacefully yesterday down there was kind of interesting to see how that went down. And people didn't have a problem with it, nor did the police.
Yeah, and we know this. I mean, you know, the reason why Mike brings up Naples is because, again, you think that this is not affecting, you know, affluent communities. It is. And, you know, again, so when we say affecting to the sense of, as Mike mentioned, kids are protesting, people are out and about, and you know, I mean, they're not tearing up homes and breaking in and all that kind of craziness, but I do think people are seeing the effect across the country. It doesn't matter where you live. So with that said, I just wanted to start out today in Atlanta and ask you, how you doing? How are we doing?
You know, and you and I were talking about this on Monday's show. We talked a little bit about this on Friday before, you know, the fuse got lit. Is what can we do? And that was one of the things I was talking as a guy that I ran into today, Ray, who's a retired Atlanta police officer who does security, does detective work. And we were talking about, he happens to be African-American. And we were saying about, you know, because he heard the show on Monday. And we're like, what can we do other than just say, hey, I want to help? You know, other than, as we said yesterday, other than going to a fund me page, right? So, you know, we're talking about, you know, can you and I get involved when things mellow out a little bit with the police, create something, I don't know, a new version of the police athletic league like we've had in cities where you and I have lived, where we can get kids involved with cops and a positive role model in the inner city. I don't know. I'm open. We're open to ideas, by the way. You can hit us up on Twitter. If you got something you're involved in that you think would be a good fit for us, I don't know about you, Carl. I'm all ears.
Yeah, and I think this is so specific because to say that I don't spend time in the community, that we don't do charities, that we don't give back, that's a little bit unfair. And I know many people do those things, but this is really a specific thing.
Right.
And so when we say, what can I do? We, you know, I've heard this from people already. Well, you know, I give my free time to such and such. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about policing communities that are disenfranchised, Mike, that are in need of leaders and people to invest time and to build those relationships. And so, you know, it's one thing. Guys, there's nothing I or you can do about a police officer stopping anybody late night and how that transpires. There's nothing. I'm not trained for that. That's what they do. I can't do that. What I can do, though, is teach and hopefully hold somebody's hand and walk with them and understand and try to have them understand the plight of some of the individuals that they may encounter, Mike. And more importantly, as you said, the trust level. That there's just, you know, plain and simple, man. And we got a lot of sports to get to, guys. NBA is on its way back. MLS is on its way back. We're going to talk to Hall of Famer Tom Glavine on the way. So there is a lot here in store. But I wanted to start off today because Monday was so emotionally charged. We're halfway through the week, and I just want to know, Atlanta, how are we feeling? But, Mike, the thing is, I don't have the benefit of the doubt when the police stop me.
Right.
And that is what we're talking about. You know, when you talk about, it's not just about George Floyd. I think you're seeing so many react because it could have been me.
Right.
That could have been me. So I don't get the benefit of the doubt. And I think those relationships and how we help build that, that's what we're talking about when Mike and I say, what else can we do and getting more involved? But it's a specific thing that we're talking about. This is just not about showing up at a charity dinner and right. saying I gave some money.
And that's what we're talking about. You know, and that's why, you know, today, because I'm on Twitter all the time and social media, and I get it. Look, you can judge for yourself if what people are saying is legitimate and coming from the heart. You know, if you listen to our show over the years, we wear our heart on our sleeve. We tell you what's happened. Hey, here's how I grew up. Here's how I was raised. Here's my life experience. Here's how I hope I've changed for the better. You know, but I mean, I don't know if people are grandstanding. I'm not trying to be one of these, you know, PC guys that is just going to now I'm going to be all smug and tell you how you should act. No, I want to know how I can help. You know, because that's what I'm talking about. I mean, we want to be able to do something that really has, we'll see results. It's not just, you know, yes, this is a terrible situation. Our hearts go out. No, that's BS. That's the crap which we don't want to hear. We want to hear how do we turn this into real concrete action. You know, so we don't find ourselves in a situation where our city is going through what it went through over the last weekend. I mean, the bad aspect of the protest.
Yeah. No, and things continue, and hopefully, you know, we talked about this, and I said it Monday. I'll say it for the rest of my life. I'm all about peaceful protest because I know what they can bring forward. I know how they can create change in the process. It's not the only thing because, you know, it also takes reform. And that's a whole nother different conversation inside of this. But this is to bring awareness and get to people's attention. I will address this real quick as we get rolling today. And it is Dukes and Bell, guys. We are live in our mobile Kia studios, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com, radio.com on all your devices, and teach your smart speakers how to listen to us. Just Dukes and Bell, 929 The Game. Listen to all of our wonderful shows. There is something that is going on in and around our country that is disgusting right now. And it is what people on the street call clout chasing.
Right.
But what it amounts to, for those of you who are not maybe in the know, or maybe you don't, you know, talk the slang, it's people who are creating fake photo ops to make it appear as if they're in on this and that they are walking and talking and doing the necessary things for the cause to help move the needle just a little. And it's the most complete phony and fake and self-serving thing. Right. And it's disgusting when you see people pull over and act as if they are helping a community rebuild or act as if they're involved just to get a picture for social media. Mike, it's the most disgusting thing that I can think about when you talk about where we are and the real conversations we're having. So I posted something this morning because I saw it, and it was just like, are you serious? You just wonder, where's the dignity of some people? I get it. Everybody's not going to get out on the street, fine. Everybody's not going to have a voice, fine. But damn, it means that much to you to get out and fake it so that you can show everybody, hey, look, I'm a part of this, when in fact you're not. Please don't do that. I'd rather you stay at home and do nothing. That doesn't help move anything. And it more importantly, Mike, it creates more drama. It really does, because that's resentful to the people who are in those communities who have either had their property destroyed or people who are trying to help them get their property back up to what it should be. So I saw a couple of those posts today, and I just was like, who are these people? And what the hell are they thinking?
Yeah, I saw somebody, I forget what it was, and it was some DJ, and I forget who it was. Maybe it was David Guetta. It was like playing a track with like Dr. King in the background, and people said this was the most white response to the protests all week. I forget, some comedian posted it, and I had a laugh. But like I said, man, we tweeted it. Follow us at Put 'Em Up C-Dukes, Mike Bell ATL. As we said, you know, you and I, we've done most recently, and we'll continue to be involved in, you know, Pink, Gwinnett Pink. We do work for, you know, for cancer charities, and you know, they do fantastic work up there. And we've been friends with Jennifer, who runs that for years. You and I did Paige Turner's Make Great Learners, where we're talking, reading the inner city kids, and that was a great experience. But we're just trying to find stuff that's tangible. So again, you know, any and all ideas will be accepted, you know, and are encouraged, and you can hit us up, and if there's something we can get on board with, I'm all for it.
I'll say this too, and we're just talking because these are the conversations we have, but it also may be something that Mike and I create, but right, we're going to need the cooperation of our brothers and sisters at the police station and the police union, and maybe even the mayor's office, Mike, to do something like that. And if those people are listening, and we know you do, let us know, because that's the other part of this. So it's not like hollow words for us either as we talk about this. And as I said, I live this. I've been black all my life. Okay? So I don't know, you know, there's no faking, the front and the faking here as far as how I feel about it, and more importantly, how we can continue to help others. The thing moving forward is, and unfortunately we can't do anything about what's happened, right? I went through all the names the other day, and you know, it's not just about George Floyd. You could go down the list, Eric Garner, Michael Brown, everybody. What we don't want is another one. We don't want another one to happen. It shouldn't be another one to happen, and that's where we have to move to. And so, Atlanta, how you doing today? How are you feeling? 404-741-0929. You can always text us on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We really appreciate it. Mike Bell, we do have good news when it comes to sports, and we're going to come back and talk about it, because we said yesterday, we left the show, is MLS smart enough to make the right decision? Well, it looks like they are. Is the NBA going to have a plan that works and makes sense? You may not agree with it, especially if you're a Hawks fan, but I think it's something that makes sense and it works. But the other sport, Mike, that we continue to kind of quabble about is baseball. And I'm curious to know what Tom Glavine thinks. He's coming on the show at 5:20 today, the Hall of Famer. I'm curious what Tom thinks about how Major League Baseball is handling this.
Yeah, because Tommy obviously was part of what was a real nightmare scenario back in 94, and he saw it obviously from the player's side, and he had some comments about, you know, players have to be careful because the owners are going to paint the narrative and it won't be good. I got to find out from Tommy, why wouldn't the owners want more games? You know, I mean, if you're crying poverty and you want, I mean, why wouldn't you want to get more games, which again could generate, I would imagine, more television revenue, right? Unless I'm getting it wrong. Yeah. So that'd be one of the questions I want to ask Tom when we get him on at 5:20.
All right, man. We'd love to hear from you guys on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL, that is his Twitter address. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And make sure you follow the radio station. It's 929 The Game, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Craig, welcome back. Glad you're feeling better. Glad you're over your migraine.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen's good to go. I just talked to him on the talk back button. He's all right. He's better.
I'm glad he made his way back. We'll come back. We'll talk about the positive news in the world of sports, because believe it or not, we do have some. It's next. It is Dukes and Bell on a Wednesday. Glad to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. You'll hear Trey Young and Lloyd Pierce talking about where they are, and also, we're going to hear from Jeff Passan about Major League Baseball as things seem to be accelerating. I don't see it, but Jeff says they are, so I'll take his word for it. And, Mike, we're also going to talk to Tom Glavine coming up at 5:20 today.
Yeah, it's good to hear that MLS, we'll get to that in the headlines. Looks like MLS has got their stuff together. If you heard Conti in the update, they're going to do that Orlando tournament to start. And again, now we just wait and see where the, you know, the, again, the COVID-19 has been on the back burner with everything else going on. But if we get some good numbers, there's more governors speaking out about sporting events in their state in the South. We'll tell you about that too. But yeah, I mean, there's some positive stuff coming out today.
All right. This just breaking. The three other officers involved in George Floyd's killing will be charged with aiding and abetting murder. Minneapolis Star Tribune reporting that literally just moments ago. So I think we were waiting on the announcement. I'm not sure if it has actually happened or if, yes, the others are to be charged. So that's coming down, Mike. And we had talked about it. We'll get to some headlines. We'll talk NBA and MLS. But I did want to mention that because obviously that's what has gotten everything kind of going in this country was the murder of George Floyd. So we know the officer, one of them had been arrested. It was third degree. I believe it was third degree murder.
Some people felt undercharged, but there's always the chance to take you can take that up. It's not the first time, but I got that, had some conversation last week. But, yeah, there was always the question about what about the other officers and, you know, what they had to do with the whole situation.
All right. So the other officers apparently are going to be charged. And as we find out more, we'll let you know more as to the details of that. But I do want to start that, at least let you guys know. All right. You mentioned MLS. Let's talk about NBA real quick, because the NBA's plan is going to leave out the Hawks, Mike. And I know you're for this, not because
I'd love to see the Hawks. If we had a better mathematical shot, I would be all for it. I just think, and I get it, I heard Lloyd Pierce's comments yesterday, they want to get more reps for these guys. And I'm not putting this on JC, but, you know, Collins' suspension put us in a really tough spot. And we couldn't dig out of that hole. And, yes, it would have been a great learning experience for Trey and the younger players, you know, DeAndre Hunter and everybody else, if we had been able to go and play in the playoffs, albeit as an 8 or a 7 seed. But at this point, I say, you know what, save them up for next year and let's just get on with it. As a matter of fact, I don't even like what they're doing now. I would have gone right to the playoffs.
So the word is it's going to be a 22-team return. And what this amounts to, guys, is the 16 teams that were already in playoff contention, okay? And then you're adding six teams to this mix.
You're adding Zion. You're adding Zion into the mix.
Of course you are. Of course you are. And you're right, man. I mean, let's be honest. Who doesn't want to see Zion and the potential of what that could be in the playoffs, especially with the way he was playing as of late? But the NBA, and let me say this too about the Hawks. We love them. I want to see him in the playoffs. We love Trey and what he's been able to accomplish here in a short period of time and establish what he's been able to establish. But guys, we were 14 out of 15 teams in the East. We were 20 and 47. We don't deserve – now, if you're going to say, well, they deserve to finish the season, that's one conversation. We don't deserve to be in the playoffs, okay, or even have a round-robin tournament or double elimination tournament to see if our Hawks are worthy. We weren't this year. So as much as we want to complain and say, man, I would have loved to see them in this thing, it's not going to happen. So 22 NBA teams, the format is going to happen at Orlando's Disney World. We talked about it. 16 teams currently in the playoff spot, six additional teams. That includes a play-in tournament for the eighth seed, okay? So the play-in tournament is going to work like this. In the ninth seed, if you're more than four games behind the eighth seed earns the playoff spot. If the ninth seed is four or fewer games behind, then the eighth and ninth seed are going to play in a tournament. It's double elimination for the eighth and single elimination spot or the ninth spot. So bottom line is, guys, we're going to get a little bit of basketball before the actual playoffs start. Mike, they're talking about, I guess, eight regular season type games to get all this play-in stuff out of the way and find out who's going to qualify, and then we're going to get to the playoffs. Here's a couple of things, too, Mike. No fans, obviously, but they're also saying for safety measures, and this gets back to what you were just talking about with COVID, players are going to be unable to shower in the arena. They'll need to do so in their respective hotels. Bench players are going to sit in spread out rows. Inactive players who are there in case, you know, injuries and all that stuff, but they're not playing that night, they're going to sit in the stands, and no guest until the playoffs are the report, to the actual playoff start.
So you'd be a little stinky on the bus, and then you shower at home. That's all right.
I mean, just like we used to.
Yeah.
just like we used to.
Always be like playing a pickup game. Now, I never had a jump shot. I'm not going to handle the ball. That's about it. But anyway, yeah, be that stinky guy from LA Fitness who plays that one last game and then runs back to the office all driving dirty. So Pelicans would be 3.5 games out of the final spot. This gets interesting, though, because remember Damian Lillard was on record, and then him and Dan Orlovsky got into that Twitter squabble about him saying, what's the point? Well, they're making a point. They're making a shot for the Trailblazers by what you just laid out.
Mike, I do want to – I'm just looking at stuff as it comes down. The police officer, Derek Chauvin, that's the gentleman's name, right?
Yep.
His charge has been elevated to second-degree murder. You mentioned it was third.
Yeah, some people were saying it seemed like at the time it was a little light, but there's always the opportunity for the prosecutor to amend it, which they apparently did.
Okay, so it has. That's the other thing that has come down. So the three other officers involved will be charged with aiding and abetting, and then Chauvin is the gentleman who had his knee on the neck of George Floyd, will be charged. His charge will be elevated to second-degree murder. So that just came down as well. All right, guys, just kind of keep you updated on the news and why it's important, because most people have been saying, why were these other police officers not arrested? All right, as we were talking about the NBA, and I wanted to lay that out. It may be too much to kind of comprehend. At the end of the day, you're going to have 22 teams. 16 teams have already basically made the playoffs. You're going to have these 6 additional teams vying for the 8th and 9th spot, and then we'll see where this thing goes. At the end of the day, Mike, let's be honest. I still think it's Clippers and Lakers, you know, in the NBA Finals.
Right.
And, you know, even though they'll be playing in Orlando, which will be weird because, you know, the whole thing was an all-LA final, potentially, and they weren't going to have to leave the building, the Staples Center. But I still think they're the two best teams. And even though there are some teams in the East they could challenge, you know, the Sixers, we talked about them. I just don't think they're living up to to their promise. And, you know, Toronto's not Toronto without Kawhi, who's now a Clipper. There are teams in the East that are good. They're just not as good as the teams out West. And I think the champ's going to eventually be a team from out there.
I'm with you. And as we said, we were kind of tongue-in-cheek about it, but it really is. It sets things up for Pelicans if they can bounce back. Now, whose heart is going to be in this? Who's going to maybe not feel like they – again, some guys might still not feel safe in this environment. I mean, I think you should, but that's me. I've been told to shut up on this subject because I'm living my life. But if you got issues with health or you got concerns, they're legitimate. Anyway, Pelicans will be in the mix, and that would be something. Because then you get your Zion and you get your bronze Zion round one, which would be some nice way to kick off play.
Oh, you know that's what they're looking
right. So
at.
So what is Damian Lillard going to get fired up now, though? Because there is technically something on the line. He said it would be a waste of time. Now they're giving you a chance to get in the playoffs. But does that mean he's saying that, hey, man, you know, 8 seats, you know, we got no shot? I don't know.
Listen, you're in the mix. So, you know, you can't complain. And I think that was his biggest complaint. All right, let's shift gears. We do have some headlines coming up, as we mentioned. You'll hear from Trey and Coach Lloyd Pierce. How do you feel about this MLS deal?
I like it. I don't like the way it went down, but I do think I said this, I think, on yesterday's show, when you just read the stuff and you go, well, that seems really kind of over the top, my ownership. It's just negotiations. It's just one extreme, you know, hard line is set, and then you back off from that position. So, you know, there was some talk. They had this ridiculous force majeure if the 5 teams lost 25%. A bunch of teams are going to lose money this year. That's indisputable. So there was some stuff in the language that the MLS ownership took away and took out, and I presume the players, they understand. They're not the NFL. They're not, you know, not even the NHL yet. So there is some growing to be done, and they'd be obviously cutting their nose to spite their face. But there were some strong-arm tactics. I would imagine there will be some hard feelings moving ahead. Because remember, they were just about to get this deal done. They, on good faith, started the season without a CBA in place. So the players are saying, look, we've already kind of given you know, we've already bent over backwards once on this deal.
Yeah. I'm just, Mike, I'm glad they just came to a deal, you know?
Right. I mean, look, it's you got a chance, as we said. NASCAR has been a perfect example. You know, I mean, people, if you didn't like NASCAR, you were indifferent. You kind of, oh, it's kind of interesting. There was actually been some exciting races. Well, if you don't like soccer, okay. But if you're tuning around, Carl, there's nothing on. All of a sudden, you catch yourself watching Atlanta United. Even those cynics, you see some good soccer. There's some, you know, some sexy brands with LA, you know, FC we've talked about. Chance to show what these guys are about.
What do you guys think? For 17s and Atlanta United supporters, the good news is our club is on its way back to being on the pitch sooner than later. Here's what I want you guys to think about for a second and go back to March, where we were all like, oh, crap, what is this and how long are we going to be in this? The NBA is set to start July 31st, okay? Premier League, June 17th. NHL. Camps no sooner than July 10th. Now, you may not be an NHL fan, but follow me here. PGA Tour, June 11th. MLS training period begins. Mike and I just talked about the new ratified CBA, June 24th. Belmont Stakes, we're going to get it, June 20th. Major League Baseball draft's going to happen in June. Here's what I'm getting to. We are getting sports back. It's not happening as fast as we want. It's certainly not everything we want or hope for, but we're getting it back, Mike, and you're starting to see what we had talked about now for the last, you know, 65, 75, 80 days, whatever it's been, about we're going to work our way back. We just got to figure some things out. And again, it's, I don't know about the fan aspect, but we've said this. Does that really matter now, knowing that you're getting some of these sports back? And if the numbers do come in good, Mike, and we start to progress here before we get to September, let us all knock on wood, then I think, again, we're going to have a chance to have full stadiums again, potentially in September, when we get back to football.
So that's, I think, for people that know their number one priority is the NFL or the college game, yeah, that's some good news right there. You know, Formula One's going to start up. They're going to do took a page out of NASCAR, race the same track twice. They start July 5th over in Europe. They're going to do Europe races first, and they'll see what they can do with the rest of their schedule. So you're right. Here's one concern, and I wasn't going to say this yesterday, but it's been eating at me. I'll just throw this at you.
Okay.
It's an election year, and we all know how explosive and things are. We've seen how it is the last few weeks. What if we have protests on campuses? You know, if kids come back to school, I mean, it's going to be like a long, hot summer, and then we get into fall. That's another aspect of COVID-19 with everything else on top. It'd be like the cherry on top of the caca sundae that 2020 has been. I hope not, but that's something else we were just talking about, because everyone's saying, hey, it'll be back to normal. Well, it might not be a back-to-normal kind of year. That's just again, I don't want to be, you know, negative Nelly, just thinking out loud.
404-741-0929, your thoughts, as it looks like, as we said, NBA is on its way back. MLS is on its way back. Good news. All right, we got a lot to get to. Last night after we got off the air, Mike hit me up. He said, are you seeing this stuff with Clemson's coach? I said, no. You've probably seen it by now. As a coach says, he made a grave mistake. We'll talk about that and let you hear what Trae Young has to say about what's going on in Atlanta next. Coming up in our NFL Blitz, you don't want to miss what Drew Brees said. A lot of people going, yeah, Drew Brees, what?
Yeah, he's getting killed. We'll talk about it. Our boy Trustee, one of my good buddies who I met after Katrina, he came up here to Atlanta. I was just talking to Trustee. He goes, man, Brees is getting crushed even in New Orleans right now.
Well, and again,
and we'll talk about it.
We'll let you hear it. If you're just joining us, it's Dukes and Bell, Minnesota Attorney General. His name is Keith Ellison, is increasing the charges against Derek Chauvin, who is the police officer who had his knee in the neck of George Floyd, to second-degree murder instead of third-degree murder. And the other three officers are going to be charged, and Amy Klobuchar has confirmed that as well. So this is something I think a lot of folks are waiting on. And being charged is one thing. We always say this, Mike, right? You have your day in court.
Right.
I think, you know, for me, and again, we'll see how this plays out. For the one officer, the evidence is overwhelming. I think the other three officers, it may be a little bit more difficult to have these charges stick. I don't know. I'm not a legal expert, but we will see. But a conviction is also a part of this. It's not just being arrested. It is also being convicted and you know, seeking justice. So we'll see what happens, but that news breaking as we started the show, literally, and it came down as they made that announcement today. Hey, man, love to hear from you guys. Lots of good input as already about the NBA. Guys saying they don't like it, Mike. Some guys saying they wish the Hawks were playing, but they understand it, that we didn't deserve to be there. And then other guys hitting me up saying, you know what, like Mike, I missed this MLS action, and I can't wait to see it, even though it's going to look different. Because it is, Mike. Even in Orlando, it'll look different.
Right. But, I mean, I'm such a dork. I was even watching the scrimmages in the preseason this year when they were out in California. Same thing last year. So, I'm just looking for any kind of – it's one of my favorite teams. It's become a passion of mine. You know, I never thought I'd be this way about soccer, but I am. So, I cannot wait to see it. And one thing about – and we'll hear from Trae Young later coming up. But one thing we didn't talk about, Carl, unfortunately, since that's the way the NBA is going to go with this – you know, this 20-team tournament, it ends the career of Vince Carter in an inauspicious way, you know, because, and Trae just tweeted that out, by the way, that they're going to go down this road. That's it for Vince.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and you know what? And, Mike, with all the craziness of what's been going on and COVID and just the day-to-day, I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah. So,
and Vince, we love Vince. He's been such a great guy and, you know, fun, so much fun for the younger players to play with him. But he said this was going to be his final year, so there you go.
All right, man. Again, it is Dukes and Bell live from our mobile Kia studios, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Before we get to our NFL, or should I say our headlines, real quick, Craig, I just want to bring you in here. So you had a migraine because you were out yesterday. Ken was in. Ken did a great job. But are you over this thing? Did you take something for it? What happened? You just slept all night? What happened?
No, actually, it was a little bit of both. I definitely took some medicine, but I'm too old to try to power through this stuff now. So took some medicine and felt 10 times better.
Okay.
You know, not all of us can, you know, work from home, so it's just a little bit more difficult
okay, you
to,
know
to
what?
Do my job
you know what?
Here than anybody else can.
I'm going to simply say talk to management. Let's hit the headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Trey Young. Craig is a profile in courage, Carl. That's what he is right there.
Yeah, throwing people under the bus is what I hear. Trey Young, he is speaking out, speaking up. Here's what he said.
Doing this, I'm not very open about what I see or the things that go on in this world very often. But for me, even though I'm 21 years old, I feel that it was necessary, and this is bigger than me. And I feel like this is a big step in the right direction. I grew up here in Norman. Everywhere I go, I try to represent this city as best as I can.
He's talking about Norman, Oklahoma, obviously back home. You saw the pictures of him at a rally there and speaking. And Mike, again, our young star coming into his own. Listen, he's young, man. He's 21. But to have the courage, and we said this, sometimes you're like, you know what, I'm not big enough or my voice is not loud enough to say anything. The kid comes out and says some things, and I think it's important for him and the growth of Trae Young. What's it going to mean for him on the floor? Does it mean championships? No. But if you want a star that stands for something in your city, this is the start of that, right?
Right. And as we said, I mean, you're hearing some athletes. I think, you know, it's something we talked about at the end of watching The Last Dance, you know, and that was a big part of it, the episode where they talked about Mike not, you know, being sort of being apolitical, and even Michael Jordan's come out. But, you know, Trey's got strong opinions, and as a young African-American, he certainly is entitled to it. And I think it's great that I think for a city like Atlanta, you want that out of your local sports stars.
Let's hear from Lloyd Pierce. He went on our morning show, by the way. It is on radio.com if you want to go check it out, with John Fricke and Hugh Douglas talking about his life.
You know, I can't speak for the league or anyone else. I'm just speaking on behalf, you know, the fears that I've expressed to our team. You know, I say this all the time. I wear my Hawks shirt often. It's my uniform. It's my only access to privilege here in Atlanta, because people know that I'm the head coach here in Atlanta. If I take this shirt off, I put a hat on and I put it on backwards, access is not granted, access is gone. And so I have to follow by those same rules that I'm talking about.
Coach Lloyd Pierce, who's been very outspoken as well. Meanwhile, Rick Bucher, Mike, talking about when the NBA season would start. And we're not talking about in July. You've got to finish this season. And then the regular season for 2021 was supposed to start in October, but that's unrealistic with everything being pushed back. Here's Rick Bucher, NBA reporter.
The league certainly has no problem and is even anticipating, in light of the circumstances, of moving the season back, the start, to sometime in December. But they're not going to give up Christmas Day. And what I've heard from people is starting a couple weeks before Christmas or beginning of December would be the ideal.
So late start, but you say this all the time and you make fun, but I'm like, Christmas Day, that's really when most people watch. But you said you don't start until like after the All-Star break.
I'm not going to lie to you. When NFL is over, that's when I start to look, okay, now we're – and like, and I'm the same way with college hoops. You and I were watching the Maui shootout. You know, we were watching – you know, oh, like, wow, look at Anthony Edwards. You're like, look at the man go. And then, okay, and then I don't really re-engage until the tournament time, you know, the different conference tournaments that we get into March Madness. I'm guilty as charged. So, yeah, I don't need my NBA till then, but now I want my NBA. I wish we could have gotten the Hawks off to a better start. By the way, a guy hit me up and goes, Mike, does that mean you lose your bet? I don't know. All bets are off, but mathematically, Carl, they can't get to the 35.5. They're right at the 20 wins. They'd have to win out, and even then I don't get to my over total.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to press it. I'm going to read.
Sorry about
send
that.
I will fold my ticket, send a strongly worded letter to Caesar's Palace, and get back to you. I believe what they're going to tell me is two words, pound sand. But anyway, yeah, I mean, we.
You just want your money back right now.
Yeah, I mean, this was going to redo the kitchen. It was the surest bet of all time. John Collins owes me. But anyway, Carl, as far as. Yeah, man. I had a couple guys hit me up on Twitter saying, why don't you want to see regular season? I just think the NHL gets with it. These are strange times. Why monkey around? They've created a tournament to get some of the more marketable teams teams in the West, you know, under the guise of a play-in tournament. Okay, but I just, to me, just get on with it. Let's rock and roll.
All right, man. Let's hear from Jeff Passan, one of the best baseball reporters out there. He's been on top of these stories with MLB. Mike, he says, believe it or not, these negotiations are progressing.
There was about 5 or 6 days between that Tuesday proposal and the Sunday response from the union. This is one day after the response that Major League Baseball is coming back.
So I don't go again. I don't know if it means anything. Tom Glavine, Hall of Famer, set to join us here at 5:20 today as part of our big story. But I just, I'm kind of like looking at baseball with that look, you know, like that look, Mike, like.
I just don't. I mean, I understand, you know, that you guys are going to have to go back there and go through the 3 weeks of training and yada, yada, yada. But it just, the optics are bad. And Tom Glavine will try. We'll ask him. I don't know. I mean, if you're the owners and you started off with 82, right, that's what we're going to do. And then the players go, well, let's do 114. And then you counter with, we'll play 50. I mean, why even bother with the season if you're only going to play 50 games when you have the time to get a hell of a lot more games in? I don't understand that. And I would imagine TV viewership will be through the roof because everyone misses baseball. Yeah. So I don't understand how that equates to why the owners would want less games.
I don't either. We'll see what Glavine says about this, man, and how, you know, again, he's been through these battles. They know about labor issues and whatnot. So we'll see what this is. And by the way, I know that COVID is the reason for this, okay? But this is no different, in my opinion, Mike, than any other labor issue that Major League Baseball has had over the last 45 years. Seriously.
Right.
Because it's still about one thing. You know what it is? Money. That's what it comes down to.
Period. And I think the players, they popped off. They got everybody in the peanut gallery to zip it. And then you actually had some smart comments. We talked about what Max Scherzer said, saying, look, open up the books. The owners are the bad guys in this one. They just are. I mean, and I've always felt there should be a salary cap, but this is not the way. You don't try to leverage your guys during a crisis like this. And that's what the owners have tried to do.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's our headline segment. We're going to talk more about what a Clemson assistant said that had him apologizing, saying he made a grave mistake. Lots of people were talking about that, and especially after the Dabo Swinney sort of acknowledgement of what's happening. We'll get into that coming up at 4 o'clock as part of our dog report. But when we come back, Drew Brees and his comments, you'll hear him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.